Bezer Shem Yisboch, we begin Perk Achar Asar, the 11th chapter in the Rambam Masechas came the laws of vessels in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which we continue the theme of the previous Perk discussing the laws of clay matches of metalware, and specifically in this Perk discussing regarding the broken pieces of a metal vessel and what its status is, as Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding what is the measurement of the break in the metal vessel that will purify it. Kama Shir HaShever, what is the measurement of the break, Shir Shavik Klimatchis, that the metal vessel should break, V'lo Yikabal Tumah, and that it will not be susceptible to Tumah, or Yitamah Tumah, so even if it was Tumah, that it's going to purify it and make it that it's not in the vessel anymore, to have the halacha of Tumas Kalim. Says the Rama, Kol Fi Mashu, everything according to what it is, meaning there's no one single measurement for old vessels, it all depends on the differences of the vessels, and the Rama is going to explain the following halachas. Halacha base. Now, as long as the vessel can still perform in its original form, format of its utility before it broke, so it's still considered a vessel, and still considered as an intact, complete vessel. Kitzet Hasav, the Ram illustrates. If you have a metal vessel that breaks, and you could still fill up inside of it, it's a vessel as it was. So let's say Hakumkum, the urn. If you can still warm up hot water inside of it, it's still a kumkum. Hamechem, which is a samovar, which is larger than a kumkum, is kedei lekabel slime, that it could retain rocks, where they at times would use the mechem to put rocks inside of it, which obviously allows for a larger break. As long as you could put in the rocks, it's still considered as a kli. Halefes, which is a large vessel which you heat up water in, and they would also use it to clean out smaller vessels inside of it. So it's kedei lekabel kitaynis is shel mateches. If it could contain these metal flasks, these jugs inside of it, again, if it had as long as it could contain that, it's still considered its original vessel. Hakitan, a flask, is kedei lekabel prutas, meaning if it breaks, as long as it's whole enough that you could put in small little coins that will not fall out, that's still considered as a kli. Midas hayayin, the vessels which are designated for measuring wine, which if it has holes, is kedei lamed behen hayayin. If wine will not come out of the holes, so again, the vessel is still going to be mekabel tumah. V'chei midas hashemet, so the measuring tools for oil, which are a little bit thicker, is kedei lamed behen hashemet. If you can use it to measure oil, it's going to qualify still as a vessel. B'sanena shel chardel, regarding a strainer of mustard, where they used to soak the mustard in water or vinegar and then pass it through a strainer, which the bottom was a weave of metal strings. If shenifritu ba shleishin akav milmata, if it breached, meaning those metal woven strings, which are three places near each other in that strainer, if they broke open on the bottom, zelotegzeh, one into the other, where those three holes became one large hole, and now the mustard is just falling out straight through that hole, well then tire, then it's pure. It doesn't function anymore in its original utility as a strainer. Megrefa, a shovel, shenitla kappa, which the kappa, which is the spoon part of it, meaning the hollow, alpha pishiv kukurnis, even though, meaning the hollow part was taken out. So although it's still like a hammer, which you can't use as a shovel anymore, but you could use it as a hammer, because it just doesn't have the hollow, but it still has the metal piece there. Tyre, it's pure. She'ena oisim imalachla, because it doesn't function anymore in its original format, of its utility, now it's functioning like a hammer. It wasn't meant to bang with like a hammer. Anything similar like this, which any vessel that breaks and it's not fit for its original utility, it's not makabel tumah, even though a person would use it in its current state for some other malacha. Halacha gimel, masrik shel tzemer, regarding a comb of wool, shenit l'shinav, where the teeth of the comb were removed. So if you have at least three teeth in one area which you could comb with, so tell me it's still gonna be tummy as a comb. But let's say if the outer tooth, which is wider, and you can't really comb with that outer tooth of the comb, is achas minashleisha, one of the three, then tarts can be pure levishenu yochel lisuk by pishtun, because you cannot comb flax with that, which that actually seems to be an error, because we're talking about the comb of wool, which have thinner teeth, which are not fit to comb wool at all, but rather we're talking about to comb wool. Shachitzayna inema elis lisuk, because again, the outer one is not usable for combing, and therefore you really essentially remain with two, which is not enough. You have to have three teeth in one place. Like we said, any tool that does not perform in its prior function in a metal vessel, tar is going to be pure. Now, let's say nitlu min amaster shtayim. Let's say they took out from the comb two teeth, vasoyin lemalketes, and now they made those two teeth into tweezers. Well, then tamei is a tamei as a kli of a tweezer. Achas, let's say they took one tooth, v'skina laner, and it was prepared for a lamp, meaning that's used to take out the wicks from a lamp. Or let's say that one tooth is meant to now wrap around a thread for embroidery. Well, then mekabel estuma, because it functioned as its own kli, as one tooth. Now, if let's say the tooth, this one piece, was a thick and large, then even if it wasn't prepared and fixed for that, it is going to be mekabel estuma independently, because it's fit to use as a stylus, as a pen on a wax tablet, and hence it automatically has that utility. Halacha dalet, masrik shel pishton. Now regarding a comb that's used for flax, which the threads of flax are thicker, and therefore the teeth of the comb are thicker and more distant one from the other, more than the comb of wool. Shenit lushinov, where if the teeth were removed, but v'nishtai b'shtayim, as long as two teeth remain, in contrast to wool, you need to have three. Here, tomei, it's going to be tomei because it's still fit to comb the flax. But nishtai b'achas, but if you only remain with one tooth, then tar, it's going to be tar, it's not, it doesn't function as a comb anymore. Halacha hey, hakedumim shenishbru. Regarding this tool of kedum that breaks, but the chain with the hook still remains. Because it's still usable to remove the pitcher from the well, like it originally was. Again, it still has me'im alachter. Halach above, megera, regarding a tool, shenit l'shein achas mebein netayim, regarding this, that you take out from the one tooth from in between, the saw, meaning between every two teeth, you remove one tooth in between, well then tahira, it's going to be pure because you can't really saw with one tooth between every other one tooth missing. But if you have what's called the distance of a sit, which is like the measurement of four thumbs width of in one place in the saw, then to me, then the saw will still be tame. Because you could saw with at least what's remaining, even though all the other ones have one between every other one missing. But as long as you have this one area altogether, then it still functions as a saw. Halacha zayin hamatzod is regarding type of a hatchet, which is used by carpenters, or the ismail, which is a long metal piece which is sharp on the bottom end, and the carpenter grabs a hold of it with his two hands and uses to cut wood. Over hamavselis, which is a sharp knife that's held on by a handle of wood, and they would use it to smooth out like a plane the boards. Over hamakdeach, or drill, shenifkemu, if they got ruined. So adai mekabel tuma, there's still mekabel tuma. But nitel chisumon, if let's say the hard iron was removed, well then to iron, because that's the primary vessel. Now regarding all of them, if they were split in half along its length, tamein, it's going to be tamei, because still remain with a small part of the vessel that's fit to be utilized in its original utility, except for its the drill, because you can't drill with it anymore, so therefore it doesn't have the halach of tumah. Now, b'horunki b'fnei atzma, runki is part of a vessel that has two parts, and this is one part of it. So this runki on its own, again, it's only part of a vessel, it doesn't function as a full vessel. Halacha ches continues regarding with this halacha of a vessel that gets cut in half. So asayif, a sword, vasakana, a knife, vasakana, akum, gmayagal, or the bent knife, which is like a sickle, v'arimach, and a spear, or magal yad, and a hand sickle, magal kotza, and a harvesting sickle, v'zugmis p'daim, ketam shal balabatim, and the small pair of scissors of homeowners, v'zugmis p'daim, gidom shal saparim, or the large scissors of the barbers, shenechliku, if it got split. So kolchelik mehem mekabel tuma. So each part of them will be mekabel tuma, and they show eisvei malachta, because it's still going to function, you could still cut. If the scissors split, doesn't break, but just splits the pair of scissors, each blade itself can be used, and therefore it's still going to be mekabel tuma. However, halacha tes misparayim, which is like more of like a shaver, that gets split in half, it's going to be pure. You can't really move here with it unless with a lot of force, and therefore that does not qualify as original malacha. Halacha yud, shiryon, which is the armor that a soldier wears, shenechlik l'arkoi, that gets split along its length. Well, that tar, that's going to be tar because it's not fit to protect, because it's only covering half of his width of his body. Now, the rochba, if it got split along its width, so then you still have that where it covers at least the entire width of a person's body or somewhere along its length. So im shamash mei malach to the shrine, if it still functions, its original utility, tummy, then it's still going to have the halacha of tummy as a kli. Now, meimasai taros, say when is it considered pure that it does not function its original utility? Mishayivla, when it gets worn out, it doesn't protect anymore, it doesn't function its original utility. Now, bala v'nishtai b'ruba, now if it gets worn out, but the majority of it remains, so it depends. Imal mala, if it's the upper half of the person's body, tamei it's going to be kabotum, because it's, at least it covers the primary organs of the heart and the chest, which is the person's primary function. V'malmata, and if it's the bottom part that remains, well then tar that, because that doesn't really function the primary utility of an armor. Now, kitzitz memina, let's say they cut off from the armor, but they made a link for some type of ornament, well that raises makabal tumah. Now it's going to be makabal tumah as a new vessel, as some type of an ornament. Regarding the tube, shel zahavim, of the goldsmiths, where it's like a small little bellow that they blow in the coals to go ahead and melt the gold. Or similarly, Bishal Zeigen, those who make the glass, Bishal Napachim, and the blacksmith, Bishal Zeigen is a Zagogen. And Bishal Napachim, the blacksmith, Bishal Isis Chuchis, and those who make glass, which they're actually blowing in to heat up the, to actually make the glass, which that's how they blow. Shenechla Kola Arka, if let's say it's got split along its length, so then, tahir, because it doesn't function anymore if it gets split along its length. L'roch, but if it gets split along its width, so im shemesh is me'im alach to the shayna, so if it still functions its original utility, so tameya, because again, you could still use it even though half gets cut off. But if not, tahir, then it's going to be tahir. Halacha yud beis. Klaviya, which are tongs, shel saparim of the barber, the shodreifim, and the doctor, the shalois, is chukhiz, those who make glass, or shenech kalishnaim, which it gets split into half, into two, well then tire, it's pure because its primary utility is to use as like a tongs to grab a hold of something, it splits into two, so that defeats the whole purpose of the utility. Now, but the shanapachim, those of the blacksmiths, actually, tameya, it will be tummy still. Because from initially, it's also meant to stoke the coals. You could still stoke the coals with it, and therefore, it's still giving mekabel tuma. Now, look, Yud Gimel continues regarding with vessels that break or they get ruined. So, manashal mateches, regarding a mirror of metal, shenishba, if it broke, or it just became murky, that it's not polished anymore. So, im ein amadu reva pundus, if it will not reflect back the majority of a person's face, tire, it's not functioning as originally, it's going to be pure. And if it will show the majority of a person's face, adayin hikli kishayos, it still functions as the vessel as it originally was. Halach yadal machat, a needle, shenitel kitzasa hanokav, that if part of, there's two parts to a needle, there's the point and then there's the eye. So if part of the hole was taken away, or its point, well then tire, it's going to be pure because again, it's not fit to sew. You need to have both the eye, the needle, and the point. Now, the meskina, but if it was, let's say, prepared lulpay for leha achut, to wrap around the thread around the lirkumba just for embroidery, which then you don't need the point and the eye, then tamei, that's going to be tamei, because it functions physically. Now, avamachat shel saket, but regarding a needle for sacks, with is very thick, shenitu ketzas hanokav, that if, let's say, it's part of its hole was removed, tamei, it's going to be tamei, neshu doishim bakatz hasheni, because you can still use it as marking something, because it could still be used as a very pointy marker into something that's soft, and therefore still has that function. Look at the zvav hamachat, regarding a needle, shalifin ala hashoni, that you wrap on it scarlet thread, or hazav, or gold, the gizman, things like that, kedech shalifin ala like embroiderers do. So there, benchin nitla nakvashla, whether if the hole was removed, benchin delugza, whether the point was removed, because its function is not even regarding stitching, it's just to wrap around it, and for that it's fit even after one of those parts break. Halacha tazayin machat, regarding a needle shehelsa chaluda, that it got rusty. See, in my kevas atfir, if it holds back the ability to sew with satira, it's going to be tar. But vimlav, not tamei, it's going to be tamei. Halacha tazayin hasayif, regarding a sword, basakin, and a knife, shehelu chaluda. If they got rusty, so tar, they're going to be pure, because it doesn't function. But shvan, if it was smooth, that's regarding the sword, or vishkizno, or sharpened, that's referring to the knife, then chazul tamas naishon, and it goes back to its original tama. And so to regarding the iron that's on the top of the spindle, which the top is bent, And if it straightens out, this bend part, so it's not fit for spinning the thread anymore, so tar, it's tar. Kafafa, if you bend it back, chaza, the tumas ishana goes back to its original tumma. Luchit ches continues regarding the cases of a key that breaks. And there's many different types of keys. So maftech okum, if there's a bent key, kamay arkuva, which like bent like a knee, shenishba metech arkuvaisav, that if it breaks from where the knee is, meaning where it bends, so tar, it's tar, because now it's not going to function as a key, which is this whole thing that it's bent, and that's how it opens up the lock. And v'chem avtecha also k'min gam. Similarly, if you have a key that's made in the shape of a gam, which is this Greek letter that's basically like an L-shaped bracket, shenishba metech gam, that it breaks from within that L, so tar, it's going to be tar. Sha'arein yoch levtech ben, because you can't use it to open up with it anymore, v'arein m'sham sh'mein malachna, there it does not function as original utility. Now, hayboy shinayim in the kum, but let's say the key had teeth and holes, as many keys do. Then tummy, it's still going to be tummy. Shadayin humavtech, because it's still a key, meaning even if it breaks from the bend, you could still use it as a key in the pressing situation with the assistance of the teeth of the key or the holes in the key. Now, nitla shinayim, if the teeth were removed, still tummy in the kum, it's still going to be tummy because of the holes. Nistum on the kum, if the holes get clogged up, tummy in the shinayim, still tummy because of the teeth. Now, nitla hashinayim and nista on that kum, but if let's say the teeth are removed and the holes are clogged up, ushanivitz on the kum, zeltezo, let's say actually the holes actually break one into the other, now it's one big hole, so it can't even function as using the hole as some way of opening it, then tar, it's going to be tar because now it does not have any of the original utility of the key. Look, it is regarding what happens if a vessel has two ends of the vessel and one of them is removed. So, kli, regarding a vessel, sheesh berisha ha'echad kaf, that one end of the vessel has a spoon, lahadim by adeshin, to remove ashes. Ubereish hasheni, regarding the other end of it, is a mazlik, is like a type of a fork, litzlis by habasa, which is used to roast the meat on it. So nitlakabai, if the spoon part gets removed, get breaks off, so tam mishinav, it's like mitame because of the tooth part of the other end. Nitlashinav, if the teeth part are removed, tam mikab, it's still tam because of the spoon part that used to shovel out the ashes. So too, regarding a vessel that's used as an applicator to put on makeup, regarding on the eyes, shenit lekapa, where the spoon part, which that was taken away, shegurfim ba'akril, which that's where the makeup is put into, is still going to be tummy. It has zacher. It's going to be tummy because of the what's called the male part, which is the pointy part, shekurchlim ba'ayin, which is used to apply it to the eyes. If the male part, which is the projectile, is removed, tummy min ha'kaf. It's tummy because of the spoon again, because it still has the original functionality. Halacha chaf, kli, regarding a vessel, that on the end of it, you have kaf echad, you have one spoon, kisvacha, like a net, where they would put meat on it, and they would put it on top of the coals of the fire, litzlislav, to roast on it. And the other end has shinayim, teeth, which is used to remove meat from a pot or aleisha from the fire. So here also, nitlikapa, if the spoon part is removed, it's still tummy because of the teeth. Nitlashinim, if the teeth are removed, it's still tummy because of the spoon part. And v'chein so to etchel mateches, a metal pen, shekais v'mereisha echa, that you write with one end, uvereisha sheini mechgen, and with the other end, you erase, meaning to say that the other end is pretty wide, and use it to smooth out the wax, which that's how you write with the metal part, you would write letters and carve it out in the wax. So nitla kais, if the writing part gets removed, tamim ne'am mechik, it's still tamim because it still has a cleaved part of the part that erases. Nitla mechik, if the erasing part gets removed, tamim ne'am mechik, it's still tamim because the writing part. And mechen kai to be'elu, and said to all things that are something like this. Who that is, she'yiha nisher, yochalas me'malachta, as long as what's remaining can still function in the original utility. Kids at household. So eight, regarding a pen, she'nitla mechik shalai, if the erasing part was removed, the nisher kais, but it still remains the part that you can write with. So it still has to, again, it has to be able to function as original utility. So im nishama arka, if it remains from the length, because again, this is two sides of the same, like we have a pen, has an eraser on one side and has a pencil on the other side, has lead. So if as long as it remains some of the length, because again, part of it was cut off one other side. So if the length is kadeshiga likishas ba'isab, that it could still reach to the knuckles of the fingers. So it's going to be tamish, if shashiach is ba'viktabak. So as long as you still have the utility of the writing part, because you have to have some to hold on to it that you can write with it. Let's see the other way around. Let's say nitla kois of nisha mechik. Let's say the writing part was removed, but the erasing part remains. If nisha ma'arkoi malei pasyadi, if it remains from the length of at least the erasing part, the fullness of the palm of a person's hand, because again, you need different fine motor for the erasing part or for the writing part, as long as you have the palm of the hand of width, then tamit can be tamit. Shari'if shalai limchud, but because that's enough to use to erase with it. But if it remains less than that, even if you have that side, tar, it's going to be tar, because again, you won't be able to use it in its original function, and all things that are something like this. Halacha Yud Aleph, Kurdem, regarding a hatchet, like a type of an axe, Shenitel Oshpay, which the hatchet had two ends of it were sharp. One was very wide, and that's used by the those they would chop things down. And the second one was more narrow and rounded, and they would use it to chop wood, which the first one was called Oishif, because it's similar to plowing. It's actually the targum on the word B'machrash, they actually says it was Shpeha. The second one was called Beis Bikua, which was used to chop. So that's what we're saying here also, that if you have the hatchet shenitel ushpay, which that's the side that the carpenter carves out with, so it's still going to be tamine beis bekuah, because the side that he chops with. Nitel beis bekuah, if he takes the side that you chop with, tamine beis ushpay is going to be tamine, because the side that he carves with. But nishba makayfay, but if let's say the receptacle which holds it, if that breaks, well, then tar, because you can't use it for its utility anymore, because the part that connects them broke. Halacha beis charchar, which is a lance, which is a metal piece that's put on the end of the ox goad, which is used to clean off the dust from the plow, and also they cut the roots with it. Shenivkim, if that gets ruined, meaning the sharp edge gets taken away, adayin uklid still a vessel, shenotel ruba, until the majority of it gets taken away. Nishba makayfay, but if the socket breaks, again, tar, it's going to be tar. Halacha gimel hamardeya, regarding whether it's like a plow or an ox goad, but hua malmud. The malmud is what's put on the neck of the animal to make sure it goes straight. But it's arach of, it's a very long and thick piece of wood. Now you have like a pointy peg that's put in the end of it on the top. And this is called the goad, this iron piece. And on the other end, milmatamenu, lower down from it, is a barzel iron kumaremach, like a spear. And the wood goes inside of it. And that iron is called lance, and as we mentioned before, regarding if that gets ruined, it's still a vessel until the majority of it gets taken away. Lachav dalet, it is regarding a metal vessel, which if it gets attached to a beam or to a wall, so menikas shel matechas, regarding the pipe made out of metal, shikamish veferes, it's like a tube, which is used to draw out the wine from the barrel, shenit, if it became tummy. Now, mishik pe'enu b'maka, when it's attached to a stick, because some people would attach it, it's a small metal tube, they would put it on the stick to make it nice, or b'delts or onto our door, v'chabrenu me'etz, and that was connected with the wood, well then titter, then it becomes pure, because a person has actively done a physical change to the tube, where he has attached it to a piece of wood, now it's serving the piece of wood, so it's tar. Let's say it did not become tummy, and it was attached to a stick or a door. Now here's tuma without nails. It will still be makabel tuma in its place because it still functioned its original utility. Because any metal vessel that you have attached to a beam or a wall, it contracts tuma as it was until you change it in a physical change, like we said in the first part of the halacha. Therefore, daf shel nachtoimin shel mateches, regarding a metal board of the bakers where they put their breads on it, shekavoy because which was attached to the wall, tame, it's gonna be tame, it's gonna be kabel tame because you didn't change anything in the physical element of this board. So too regarding all of the metal vessels which were attached, but you didn't change anything physically from the metal vessel. Whether it's a receptacle, whether it's a flat metal vessel, it still is as it always did.